Welcome back to the Insight Shift, where we explore the small shifts in thought that can change how we see ourselves and the world around us. This one is especially for someone close to me. She's been waiting for the next episode. She reminded me that these reflections don't just sit on a page. They matter when they're shared. And maybe today, if you're listening, it's for you too. Today we're going to talk about time. Time is one of those things we think we understand. 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, 365 days in a year. That never changes. And yet, even though the calendar stays the same, our perception of time is anything but constant. When we're young, time cannot move fast enough. When we're older, it feels like it's slipping through our fingers. The truth is, the clock doesn't change. We do. When I was about 7 or 8 years old, I used to look at adults and wonder, why don't they buy chocolate? They had money, so why not spend it on the good stuff? I promised myself, when I'm big, I'm going to buy chocolate. All the chocolate I want. That was my perception of adulthood. Chocolate meant freedom. Then come the teenage years, and suddenly you're counting. You can't wait to turn 16. You can't wait to be 18. You can't wait to be 21, because each number represents something. Driving, voting, freedom. But the age you're at is never enough. You're always reaching forward, believing the next number holds the key. And in those years, time drags. Because you're not measuring time by the clock, you're measuring it by the milestone. Then come the 20s, and they're the paradox. On one hand, you're free. On the other, you're restless. You're searching, trying to find yourself, sometimes losing yourself just as quickly. I remember my sister, devastated when she turned 20. She mourned the loss of her teenage years as if a whole chapter of her life had been stolen. And do not ask me how she reacted when she turned 30. That's a whole story in itself. But that's the point. Each age carries its own meaning, and it shapes how we experience time. Science even explains some of this turbulence. The prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that handles judgment, impulse control, and long-term planning, doesn't fully mature until our mid to late 20s. That means in your 20s, you might technically be an adult, but your brain is still finishing its wiring. And think about the perception. In your 20s, you tell yourself that by the time you hit 30, you'll have it all figured out. Career, relationships, stability. 30 becomes the finish line you run towards. And while you're reaching for it, time feels inconsistent. Some days racing, some days dragging, because your sense of self is still under construction. Then the 30s arrive. Things begin to shift. Direction, stability, confidence in some areas, humility in others. Time feels steadier, but it also begins to pick up speed. and 40, in your 30s, it still feels far away. A number on the horizon you imagine reaching someday. But the truth is, someday comes faster than you expect. One day, you look up and you're already there. And suddenly, you're past 40, looking back and thinking, how did I get here so fast? Decades collapse into each other. You can still remember your 20s, clear as day, and yet they sit decades behind you. It's not that time itself has changed. It's that we have. The way we measure it, mark it, and carry it evolves with us. I think of it like clothing. When you're younger, you wear what's handed to you. But as you grow older, you start choosing what fits, what brings comfort, what feels true against your skin. Time is the same. It doesn't change, but our fit inside it does. And it isn't only the decades that shift. It's also how quickly the shine fades from the moments we once longed for. A new car, a new phone, a new promotion. At first, they feel magical. But then time passes, and what once thrilled us becomes ordinary. Psychologists call this hedonic adaptation. It's the mind's way of smoothing spikes of joy or disappointment, pulling us back to a baseline. But here's the risk. Time doesn't just dull objects. It can dull gratitude too. The job we once longed for becomes just work. The relationship you once cherished becomes routine. Time itself whispers, this is normal now. And if we're not careful, we stop noticing the very things we once thought would change our lives. And how perception warps our sense of time shows up in the smallest of places. 5 minutes on a treadmill feels like 5 hours, but 5 minutes hitting the snooze button, that is gone in a blink. 2 minutes waiting for the microwave feels like forever, but 2 hours on Netflix, nothing. Traffic lights, the ultimate test. Red lasts an eternity when you're late, but green disappears when you're distracted. Same hours, same minutes, but how we perceive them, that's what changes. So yes, time is always the same. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But what changes is how we see it. At 7, adulthood is chocolate. At 17, it's freedom. At 27, it's stability. At 40, it's reflection. And beyond, it's all about savoring. Time never changes. We do. And here's the truth. Time is precious. We don't always get to choose our circumstances. Sometimes life demands survival. But even in those seasons, we can choose moments of joy, a laugh shared, a sunrise noticed, a memory made instead of postponed. If you listen to the patterns of human life, the truth is clear. It's not the mistakes that weigh heavy. It's the chances never taken, the words never spoken, the joy never embraced. That's the shift. Time will always move, but how we live inside it is what gives it meaning. Time never changes. We do. So let's not waste the days we're given. This has been my thought for today from the Insight Shift. And as always, remember, you are truly enough. Thank you for walking with me.